Candidates looking to target their message to millennials and more mature adults in the know are increasingly turning to Periscope and Snapchat to get the word out. Let's peer through that Periscope lens with WHYY social media strategist Amy Quinn. Now, Amy, the Periscope app slogan, explore the world through someone else's eyes.
Yes.
Sounds intriguing.
It is intriguing, and it is so new that it sort of reminds you of Twitter in about 2008 when no one really quite knew what to do with it yet. So there were lots of banal everyday uses as people sort of tried the app out. Periscope is a live video stream that you attach to your Twitter feed so that you are now broadcasting a live video to the entire world through your Twitter.
For candidates and their teams looking to manage the message, though, it seems like they're leaving a lot to chance.
And it is sort of a Wild West situation right now, because the interest of a campaign team is to control message as much as they can. But if you're at a political rally and you're in the audience of that political rally, you could be periscoping the entire rally and getting the things on TV that the campaign will make sure don't make it into the news footage, the things that happen in the crowd, the things that happen behind the scenes. Journalists are using Periscope in Baltimore to broadcast live what's happening on the streets there. One of our photographers used it last week at the Philly is Baltimore march. And it really is a different eye on the street.
Of course, if politics isn't your pleasure, you could even capture a title boxing bout with it.
And, you know, that's one of the areas of concern right now, is there are copyright issues, there are issues of privacy and access and fairness. Journalists are used to using things within a set of ethical standards and framework, but the average person doesn't have to play by our rules.
Now, would you use that descriptive Wild West when talking about Snapchat? It's been on the scene much longer.
You know who we have to thank for the presence of Snapchat in political campaigns? One Rand Paul, who joined Snapchat in January of 2014, which is, you know, a million years ago, and has been experimenting with it since then in terms of creating ephemeral messages targeted at younger voters, some who aren't even old enough to vote yet, but who aren't using Twitter and Facebook anymore, because as we often say here, that's where your mom and your grandma are. So if you go where the kids are, maybe they can't vote for you this time around, but they know you, they're comfortable with you, maybe they'll vote for you next time around.
Toward what end? And are other politicians picking up on the usage as well?
Other politicians are picking up on the use of it. News organizations are picking up on the use of it. And Snapchat itself is far enough into its lifespan now that they're figuring out how to use it and have now hired a director of news and are creating original news content around the political campaign just for Snapchat.
Though by definition, of course, the lifespan of the Snapchat is quite brief.
Yes. The idea of a snap, for those who don't use it, is that it's a 10-second video that you snap and you send to your friend and they see it, and after about 10 seconds after they view it, it disappears. Of course, nothing really disappears on the internet, which was a lesson many Snapchat early adopters learned the hard way, but it's an ephemeral thing. It's like you're passing someone in a hall and having a quick conversation with them. There are other secret messaging apps that claim to be much more unbreakable and clean. There's one called Wicker that is sort of called Snapchat for grown-ups that's supposed to be used for people in high security situations. Nothing ever goes away on the internet. We know that.
WHYY social media strategist Amy Quinn.